We have a God who knows all things, and the title of this is The Way of God is Beautiful. Amen. In His hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. Some wise words from St. Gregory. It says, this is just something that he had said, "The just and merciful one, our God, as He disposes the deeds of mortals and grants some things in mercy and permits other things in anger, and the things which He permits, He so bears, with that He turns them into the account of His purpose. And hence, it is brought to pass in a marvelous way that even that which is done without the will of God is not contrary to the will of God. For while evil deeds are converted to a good use, the very things that oppose His design render service to His design."
Yes. Amen.
He takes all things and makes it for His purpose. The Lord has made everything for His purpose, it says in Proverbs 16:4, even the wicked for the day of disaster. The Lord had made all things for Himself to serve His own purpose, that His wisdom and goodness may be thereby revealed. Or the passage may be translated that hath made all for His own end or purpose. In Romans 9:22, it talks about to make His power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy, which He had prepared beforehand for glory. So He is making His power known, and He has set an evil day that is appointed for transgressors, and it is in His foreknowledge that their deserving punishment, that the punishment is prepared. But He wants all men to be saved. Mm-hmm. But even this, He has prepared things for His glory and His name's sake. He raised up Pharaoh that His power and name might be proclaimed in all the earth. And in Deuteronomy, we know that His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment or just. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is He. Oh, the depths and the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable His judgments and untraceable His ways. And God looked upon all that He had made, and indeed it was good. Mm-hmm. Do you know that happiness and having hope are impossible without God?
Yes.
Job says, who does great and unsearchable things, wonders without number? How do we see these wonderful things? We have to have God in our hearts to really see them. In Ecclesiastes 8:17, it says, "Then I saw all that God has done. No one can comprehend what goes on under the sun." Another way of saying that is apart from God. "Despite all their efforts to search it out, no one can discover its meaning. Even if a wise claim they know, they really cannot comprehend it." So, you know, in the Old Testament, Job talks about how, and Psalms, about things are beyond our comprehension. But you know, there's a lot of things that He has revealed, and we'll talk about those things too. But they're only available unless God does reveal it to us. Because that which may be known of God is manifest to them, for God has showed it unto them. In Deuteronomy 29:29, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever." Mm-hmm. We have been given to know many mysteries, that have not been made known in the past. Truth and grace truly did come by Jesus Christ. And God has a purpose for everything that he is doing. You know, the Word of God is a beautiful thing. It opens up to us salvation by grace and through faith. And it says, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. How was it made known? By the scriptures of the prophets. Things are made known. And we know that he has given us commandments that we can follow. Why? So that we can live in the beauty of his creation. I just want to set before you just a thought about when we see a sunset, don't we think about the majesty of God? And when we see a little child do wonderful little things, and we see that God has created many beautiful things. And yes, they have been corrupted by sin, but God is doing all this in his purpose. A time for everything is being done. And he has made all things beautiful in their time. All things are manifested by light, for whatsoever doth maketh manifest is light. And God, who is all-knowing, has perfect judgment when he deals with man. For he knows all things, and he has given us knowledge of things that pertain to life and godliness. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifest, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come out in the open or abroad. The Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom thou hast made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. In Isaiah, even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. God is the creator of all things, and the things that he have made are beautiful things and glorious things. Man can only see the minute parts of the whole picture. He cannot comprehend all in one view and cannot understand the law that regulates time and the seasons of every circumstance in the history of man and the world. We mistake it, though, that we're born to ourselves and it's all about us in this world. It certainly isn't. It's our business to do good in this life, which is short and uncertain. But we have but little time to do good, therefore we should redeem the time. Satisfaction with his divine providence is having faith that all things work together for good to them that love him. God does not try man beyond which he can endure or what he can resist. He makes it so that we're not tried beyond our abilities. Amen. And this wisdom is a beautiful thing of God. Job says, can you fathom the deep things of God or discover the limits of the Almighty? Another verse in Job, do you listen in on God's counsel or limit wisdom to yourself? Another one in Job, the Almighty is beyond our reach. He is exalted in power, in justice and great righteousness. He does not oppress. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains. Amen. Your judgments are like the deepest sea. O Lord, you preserve man and beast. How great are your works, O Lord. How deep are your thoughts. Such knowledge, David said, is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. Psalm 145:3. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and the glory of kings to search it out. They need to search it out for them to make just decisions. And why don't we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden mystery, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. In verse 10, but God hath revealed them the things prepared for them that love him. He has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And we know that they are spiritually discerned, do we not? And later on it says we have the mind of Christ. But we know that there are things that are given to us and that we can know many things. So in the Old Testament it tells us there's many things we cannot comprehend. In the New Testament it kind of points out there's a lot of things we can be given. Not all things, of course. Many, many things we don't know. But it's wonderful that those who search out God are given, as we get close to Christ, who has all knowledge and all wisdom. He reveals things to us as we go along on this trek in our life. Even the mystery which was hid from ages and from generations, but is now made manifest to his saints. One of those is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I thank God always on your behalf, Paul says, for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you may be enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge. You know, his purpose was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose, that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Beautiful things, not just the creation, but the spiritual things that we can be that have been opened up to us that we can see. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you, Paul prays in Ephesians, with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all of the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long, how deep, high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
Amen.
So there are things that are too high for us, immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power that works in us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever. Amen. We know that it is written that he, God, will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring nothing, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. You know, what I just got done reading earlier was that we will have knowledge of love that surpasses all knowledge. Knowledge is not where it's at. Where it's at is to know God and to fear God. In Ecclesiastes, is to seek after God and obey his commandments. And we know that this is true wisdom. And part of true wisdom is the fear of God. So where is the wise, and where is the scribe, and where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made the foolish the wisdom of this world, made foolishness the wisdom of this world? And it is foolishness to him.
Uh-huh.
He sees his thoughts are much higher than our thoughts.
Amen.
And his ways are much higher than our ways. And it's amazing that in the time of everything passing along, a time to die, time to be born, a time for everything is all in God's purpose. So I think that if you remember, one of the things that I want to get across is that it's beautiful how God makes everything work for good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And everything to his purpose, that he might gain the glory. And in Psalms, a lot of what I was talking about today, and I know you might wonder some of it was, but this is where I try to explain some of it, is just that the Lord has searched me. In Psalm 139, it says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compass me my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain unto it. And it goes on. But it says things like, you know, the darkness is light to God, and that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And how precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God, and how great is the sum of all of them. And we need to just see God's ways. We need to hate what God hates and love what God loves. Mm-hmm. We need to ask God to search us and say, O God, and know my heart, and try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. We love the old paths, don't we? We want the old paths. The old paths lead us along God's ways and not the world's ways. The old paths are God's ways. He has shown man what ways to go, and man has deviated from them. But it's wonderful to be delivered by our God to see wonderful things. So when you hear things this week that could bring you down, and all the different terrible shootings or terrible different things that have happened in the world, try to think of the beautiful things that everything in its time is having and serving God's purpose and will be all to his glory. So when we see how man left to his own, how evil everything is, we can also open up our eyes and see how beautiful everything really is when we see God's hand working. He's put away sin already. He's made it a way that man can have the wonderful thoughts of God. Man can open his eyes and see a bird flying and think of his God. He doesn't have to think of negative things. He can think of how God is there with him and near him in all of his ways. So some of the things that just enter our minds and should enter our minds is how God will make everything without pain. He will make everything beautiful. So beautiful that we can't imagine. So we got to work on it a little bit now. We have to work on seeing the good things now, because that's what we're going to get when we get this inheritance. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of good things. So let's not be too far down in the pit, too far down in the miry clay. Mm-hmm. Let's be lifted up.
Yes.
And let our hope shine. As a brother was saying to me the other day, you know, about sharing the gospel, we got something great to share. It's marvelous. Let's be excited and happy about it, because then somebody will want what we have.
Amen.
After this, I heard a sound like a roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God. There's a glorious thing opening up before our eyes. And even though we see God's hand working in ways that a lot of people are being hurt, we know that still there's wonderful things available for us to be thankful for. Such things as saying, like, there's new mercies every day, and such things as, I will be glad and rejoice in this day that the Lord has given me. So this next week, you remember one thing, please remember to rejoice and be glad in the beautiful things of God that he has for us, that We have much to be thankful for, that He has made everything beautiful in its time.
Amen.
So I'm very interested in comments about the verse, and so it's opened up to you.
I think that, for instance, in this time, is a recognition that not everything is beautiful at the moment, but it is a prophetic about the days to come, the time to come when God will make all things right, and we'll see He's worked all things together for good in a beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in an adequate way, but everything is working together in a beautiful way.
But when we see those sunsets, we can taste these now. When we see the little children and be thankful. You know, it says be thankful always. And it's hard to be thankful if we have a lot of negative thoughts in our minds. The mind of Christ would have rejoice always.
Amen.
So that's what I'm preaching to you.
Amen.
I'm preaching to you, rejoice always. Don't be drugged down in this world that wants to drag us down. Lift yourself up and rejoice.
And recognizing that the sufferings of this life, God's using them to bring about that good. And we can see them as a means to an end, and there's no doubt that there's going to be a good end. That helps us. It's a good reminder. Silas told me something like this a couple months ago. I was really sad, kind of overwhelmed, and he said, "Mom, you have to look at the good things." And that was really helpful thinking of it.
Good things are good, noble, pure, holy, good report. I don't remember all the lists, but think on these things.
My admonition for you all.
And then Psalm 27:3. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. And there's nothing more beautiful than the source of all beauty, God Himself,
mm-hmm.
to behold His beauty.
And another verse that goes along with the thought is, I have come that you may have life and have it more fully. Abundantly, but you could also say more fully. That means now. We can have life more abundant now and then. We need to lift ourselves up. Jesus said that we can have a life more than abundant. We can be in a prison, dungy, down in a hole, dark. You know, that picture I've seen of what Paul was in. They can sing down there, and they can rejoice. There was a thing that I was thinking about on this subject. It was talking about the soldier that saw a note that a Holocaust victim had written hiding from the Germans. It said something like, there's a God, and even though He doesn't speak, I believe in Him. And there's a Son, and even though I don't see it, I believe in it. We have to lift ourselves up. Think of this person who had gone through many very bad things. And he wrote on the wall, I can still believe in the good things. Don't let yourself be brought down. Have a life more than abundant now and forever. We have eternal life when? Now. And even though there are hard things, we can sing in them. Joy is an inner thing. We need it. The road is hard. The road is long. And unless you are pulling yourselves up with the promises of God, you're not going to be doing as good a work as you could be doing. And that's basically what I wanted to bring out in my very awkward way.
You read early on that it's something like the wise think they comprehend, but they don't. And God can make these things beautiful. You can work them out in a way that's good. And it's wiser and beyond what we could ever figure out on our own.
Amen.
Work everything for good.
I think it interwove a little bit with the prayer that was preached by Nathaniel earlier in the day. You know, God sees everything, is putting everything in its place. And then when we pray to Him, He's gonna help us. He's just gonna help us. Thank you for your attention, and let's stand and have a word of prayer.